T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. In Central Park, right now, cops are searching for a sexual predator. Let's go live to the park, and here's 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman. Sam.
And Bridget, this happened around 7:20 this morning, just off Center Drive near Woolman Brink. The NYPD says a woman believed to be in her 30s was jogging and was lost consciousness. They're not sure how, whether she was choked or hit with something, and they believe that she was sexually assaulted. This path is kind of off the beaten path here where this happened. It Center Drive starts at 6th Avenue and 59th Street, so it's sort of close to that. A lot of police still on the scene here, and yet no one in no arrests have been made yet. So again, this happened 7:20. We've talked to a lot of joggers who say this is very unsettling for them because they usually feel safe in the park, especially during daylight hours, but now second guessing that and probably taking some precautions. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Central Park.
All right, Sam, thank you for that live update. On this 11th day of the 11th month, Veterans Day, this year, this morning, the big New York City tribute to those who served is ready to kick off. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Schuck is along the parade route on 5th Avenue.
102nd Veterans Day parade here in the city, marking 20 years since 9/11 and the global war on terror, as well as 30 years since Operation Desert Storm. And it's a big parade with 30 floats, 25,000 marchers up 5th Avenue, and this kicks off just after 12 noon. Now, on one of those floats, retired Air Force Master Sergeant Kevin Carrick. He's the Grand Marshal. 25-year career, including working as part of the search and rescue effort at Ground Zero.
And a time like this, when it just makes you think about your career and what it's all about, what you've done in your career, as remembering your oath. And just because you retire doesn't mean that you still don't believe in that oath and carry it on.
Tens of thousands of spectators expected to line the route here. Governor Hochul and Mayor de Blasio will also take part. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at 25th and 5th.
A 78-year-old woman has been struck and killed by an SUV driver after stepping into traffic in Manhattan. Witnesses said Mabelin Jones of Van Dam Street stepped into traffic against the light at West Street and Canal Street, then tried to get back up onto the sidewalk, but she was hit by a Toyota Tundra just before 2:40 yesterday afternoon. Police say the driver, a 70-year-old man, did stay on the scene and has not been arrested. Leaders of the city's BLM movement are threatening riots and fire and bloodshed in the streets of the city if Mayor-elect Adams brings back the NYPD's anti-crime unit. Co-founder of Black Lives Matter of Greater New York, Hawk Newsom, met with Adams in Brooklyn Borough Hall. Newsom told Adams his organization would hold Adams responsible for any future misconduct by NYPD officers. Adams responded, "You're on the ground.
Stop the violence in my community. I'm holding you accountable. Don't hold me accountable because I'm not being the mayor, being the borough president, being the state senator. I put my body on the line for my community. So I'm not here for folks to come and say, Eric, we're going to hold you accountable. No, it's us. We are in this together."
Brooklyn community activist Tony Herbert says enough is enough with these fly-by-night so-called activists that don't represent anyone's interests but their own. The NYPD disbanded its anti-crime unit last June after calls for police reform following the killing of George Floyd. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea saying at the time he cited a disproportionate number of shootings and civilian complaints. A second public school in Queens has been closed because of a COVID outbreak. Academy Villages Middle School in Far Rockaway will be fully remote for the next 10 days. That's because in 6 days, two staff members and 14 students tested positive. Academy Villages is located in a building with two other city middle schools, MS 53 Brian Piccolo and Charter School Success Academy Far Rockaway. Both of those schools will remain open. Yesterday, PS 166 in Astoria also closed because of a COVID outbreak. Police are asking for your help in catching the creep who sexually assaulted a 13-year-old in the Bronx.
Parents like Abu Bukar, who live around Cortona Park, worried for their own teens after this attack Monday afternoon.
This is scary. If these young guys will be attacked, it's very scary now. So we have to protect them.
Police say the assailant grabbed the 13-year-old around 2:30 as they walked home from school, pulling off their leggings and sexually assaulting them inside the park. Then he took off with the victim's cell phone. They were treated at a nearby hospital. The attacker last seen wearing a gray hoodie, jeans, black jacket, cap, and sneakers. There's also a very clear photo of him up at 1010winds.com. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Cortona Park, the Bronx.
About rents now in Manhattan, and they have risen faster than ever, even as some of the larger employers say that they are reducing office space and cutting staff. Median rents in Manhattan rose 18% in October. The Elliman report says half of all apartments in the city now rent for more than $3,300 a month. Co-op sales also jumped in the city by 23%, condo contracts surging 77%. Meantime, one in three employers say they plan to reduce Manhattan office space over the next 5 years. One in six plan to cut their staffs. In New Jersey, Monmouth County prosecutors are investigating a vicious hazing incident in Wall Township High School. There are reports that a half dozen members of the high school football team hazed a young player in the locker room using a broomstick. Parents who have seen a video of the attack say the victim can be heard pleading for help. Because of this, the playoff game for the Wall Township football team has been canceled for Friday night. A prayer vigil is set to be held in East Orange tomorrow evening for 14-year-old Joshua Moore. The teen disappeared nearly a month ago, last seen outside Poppy's Deli on Central Avenue in East Orange. The Essex County prosecutor announced yesterday it is taking the lead in the investigation. Officials say video does show Moore in the deli and a man paying for her items. He's been cleared. She made it home, but then she doubled back to the store, officials say, after realizing that she lost her mother's credit card. Now a total of $20,000 in reward money is being offered, and anybody with information about the case is being asked to contact the East Orange Police Department at 973-266-5000.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.